Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, if you have been checking out as to the guests that are going to be coming on the show, I had put in the write-up about Tom Moore, and you may or may not be aware of him. He puts out a wonderful newsletter called The Gentle Way, and he's put out his first book, which was The Gentle Way. That was its title. But now we've got Gentle Way 2. But you need to know about this man because he walks a very unique path. Tom is the president and CEO of his own international motion picture and TV program distribution, and he's been involved in it for over 20 years. We're going to find out more about Tom, but I want to welcome him to the show. Hello. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you, Donna. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be back, and hello to everyone out there.
Now, I want those people that didn't hear the interview that I had done with you on your first book, that you have co-executive produced a lot of movies and television shows, and you've traveled all over the world. And you have been in the Army, you're a native of Dallas, Texas, you're married, you've got children. But let's go into
the normal stuff, yes.
All the normal stuff. But here you are, a guy in the motion picture industry, dealing with a lot of big egos. Schedules, whenever you're working on sets in other countries, can be absolutely hairy. And you walked a particular path that brought you into discovering MBOs. Tell us about that journey.
Sure. I'll cut out all the early days, but basically about 14 years ago, I was reading the magazine, the Sedona Journal of Emergence, and it's a magazine that has almost nothing but channeled articles in it. And one of the articles, one of the authors I like to read was Robert Shapiro, and because his were quite different than most of the others that were sort of more fluffy, I'll call it. And one of the channels that he had one time was that you could request benevolent outcomes in your life. And I said, oh, that's interesting. And with my history of trying out all sorts of things over the years, I said, well, I'll try that out. And I started requesting benevolent outcomes for little stuff, like a parking space in front of the post office or in front of a busy restaurant or things like that, just smaller stuff, benevolent outcomes for my drives to and from wherever I was going. And I found as I requested these benevolent outcomes that it worked perfectly. I'd never found anything that worked so well in all my searching, like many of your listeners out there are always, I'm sure, searching for answers. And this to me was the best thing I'd ever found and still remains to this day. And I've requested probably at least 10,000 to 15,000 benevolent outcomes. And so I started doing that. And then lo and behold, I kept wondering, why am I the only guy out here doing this? Because I'd written an article for the Sedona Journal. It was extremely well received. I wound up being a columnist for them after a few years and relating all these stories that are sent to me from all over the world by people requesting benevolent outcomes in their lives, and it works. So to make a kind of a long story short, that was the start of it. And then, lo and behold, in Sedona one time, I was there and under hypnosis in an altered state, I was told that I was supposed to write a book, and that I had reincarnated into the 20th and 21st centuries to reintroduce people to the gentle way.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It was kind of a one of those things like, who, me? I'm just kind of a business guy. I thought I was going to be, you know, just doing film distribution the rest of my working life and then retire. But obviously my soul had other plans for me that I didn't know about.
Tom, you have a number of sections in the second book, and you have acquired so many responses from people that have said they've used the MBOs, and what I'd like to do is just to let my listeners know that there's all kinds of categories in the book, and you can go through the book, you can go one right after the other, or you can just, you know, pull up whatever grabs your attention. And there are so many variables, though, in your book that I think that makes for interesting reading for people. The question is, you talk about most benevolent outcomes, and there are people that are going to say, okay, here you go. This is a woo-woo special. What in the world are you talking about? Because throughout the book, you use the abbreviation MBOs, most benevolent outcomes. And what I feel when I, well, what I felt when I first read the very first book that you had, I thought, this is where you take control of your mind, your attitude, and you give power to what you want, not what you don't want. But what you do is you don't try to control it. And that is a big something.
Right, because When you do these requests, this is a really, really simple spiritual tool. I mean, it's really simple, so simple that most people say, oh, it couldn't work. I've got to work, you know, I've got to do all these genuflections or, you know, I've got to, you know, go through these rituals or something. But no, you don't. It's the simple thing that puts you in touch daily and hourly, if you want to, with your own guardian angel, who's a very, very powerful being, much, much more so than I realized when I started doing this. And it puts you in touch with them, and the benefits are just amazing because it raises your vibrational level. This is just such an important spiritual tool, and nowadays I'm able to communicate in meditation, which I never thought I'd be able to do. But that's one of the sort of benefits that comes along as you raise your awareness, raise your vibrational level. I'm able to communicate with my own guardian angel, and he tells me that hundreds of years from now, people will still be requesting benevolent outcomes. So in the film business, we use the term, it's got long legs, and this obviously has long legs.
Oh, now, I like that term. It has long legs. What a verbal visual that is. You could take that into 10 gazillion different directions with a long leg image. Tom, that's show business for you.
That is show business.
Tom, let's talk for a moment about Theo. How did he get his name, and how did you come to identify him as your guardian angel? Now, to my listeners, I want to say this. Before Tom answers that question, there are some of you listening to this that are going to say, oh, gee, this bunch of religious woo-woo. The terminology we are using is what is comfortable in Tom's expression. It doesn't make any difference what your background is. I might use the term spirit. Somebody else might use the term energy. It doesn't make any difference. What you want to do is pay attention to the essence of what he is expressing. Because I have had so many experiences in my life, and I haven't had them all, and neither has Tom. But in sharing these stories and in sharing this information, it'll make you aware, perhaps, of something that is greater than you are, that is there to assist and to help. Whether you're someone of a particular religious belief, or you could be an atheist. It doesn't make any difference. It's terminology. Tom, I said that because I've had people come back to me and say, well, I don't like that term. All right, replace the term in your mind with something else. But again, go back to my question. Who is Theo, and how did you get to know Theo?
Sure. Also, I'll mention that Theo has started, I should say started, but I mean, he uses terms with me that I had never heard before. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that other people might not have heard them, but it was just something that as an example, I was familiar with the term soul path, okay? The path mm-hmm. that you want to take when you incarnate into your life and the path that you want to go on. He calls them soul contracts, okay? So a little different terminology, but you can call it soul path, you can call it whatever, you know? And so there are a lot of things, a lot of terms that I've learned from him. And Theo, I asked Theo one time what his name was, and he said, oh, Tom, he said, you can't pronounce my name, my angelic name. You don't have the vocal cords to do it. So he said, I understand, though. And he said, you can call me Tom, Dick, or Harry. You have to understand he has humor. That's one thing you'll find out that you know, these angelic beings have a lot of humor. And he said, you can call me Tom, Dick, or Harry, but Tom's going to be a little hard for you in your meditations. And so I thought about it a while, and I considered two or three names, and I came up with Theo. And that just felt right for me. Now, the only problem that I've encountered with that name is that I have a good high school friend who's a Baptist minister, and he wrote me an email, and he said, how can you call your guardian angel Theo? That's the Greek word for God. And I said, well, I didn't study Greek, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's all terminology. You can call your guardian angel, you know, George or Sue or, you know, Mary or whatever you want to do, but as Theo explains it, there are a little over 1 million of these angelic beings, and they're really whole souls. And that's something else that he kind of stresses. They're whole souls, where we're fragments of a soul. Okay, our soul is out there, and he said that your soul is having hundreds of thousands of lives across the universe, all at the same time. And you're actually, he said, most people that are having Earth lives will have an average between 600 and 800 Earth lives. And I said, well, gosh, that's kind of a wide range. Why would there be such a difference between 600 and 800? And he said, it all depends on the soul. Each soul has its own interests. Some souls want to get these lives over with as fast as possible. So you'll run into people that seem to have a crisis every month. You know, mm-hmm. something is happening to them, another challenge. And then other people will have easier lives because maybe their souls just want to take it a little easier, have more lives, and wind up with the same amount of knowledge that they must have by the end of all these existences, which are all going on at the same time. And I mentioned that because the first person that I ever spoke to in when I was in Sedona in this altered state was an Indian shaman from the 1600s that Robert Shapiro had channeled for me. And I decided I wanted to see if I could contact him to find out why I wasn't supposed to be just supporting Robert's work, because mm-hmm. I was told by Reveals the Mysteries, is the Indian shaman's English name, that was not my sole contract. And so when I asked him, that was what I was told, that I was to write the book, and I was an Indian shaman at the same time, and my name is Stillwater, and that I decided to come into the 20th and 21st centuries to reintroduce people. And of course, that brought on the questions later on, how far back does benevolent outcomes go?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him finally one time, and he said, oh, Tom, he said, you know, I thought he would say, oh, maybe 1,000 years or something, because I was living in the 1600s. And he said, that dates all the way back to your days in Atlantis. And I said, oh,
mm-hmm.
wow, you know. So, you know, it's an unfolding that you get into when you start doing these active meditations, as I call them. And anybody can do it. I put it in the appendix of both books, and I teach it in my workshops, how to do this meditation. And it's if for anyone that uses that goes into meditation, now it's just one more step. You just, when you're in that altered state, you say, "I'd like to speak to my guardian angel." Bang, and you start hearing those thought packets coming. And that's mm-hmm. another term that Theo uses: thought packets.
I like that. I like that, thought packets. That works very nicely. You got such a response after your first book, and what I would like to do is share some of the stories that you have. And, of course, it's broken down into categories. You got a letter, an email, because today's world, so many people respond via email. And she said, "I happened to read part of your newsletter regarding the guardian angels embodying in 3D to save someone's life." And she talked about being in Cyprus a few years before, and she was driving very fast in the fast lane and overtook two cars in the middle lane. And there was a third car ahead in the slow lane, and she was about to overtake the car and was slightly ahead of it when suddenly, she said, invisible hands grabbed the wheel, and she found herself slowing down and dropping behind the car that she had actually already overtaken. And at that very moment, a car came from the opposite direction towards her in the lane she had been in before. And she said she didn't know what she'd call it in English, but in German we call that a ghost rider.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is a fascinating story. It's not the first story of this type that I've heard, but she called it her guardian angel.
Oh, yes, and there are other stories. I know there's one story that I put in the book about a lady going over the mountain at St. Thomas and was, you know, really saved from, you know, from a wreck. And,
mm-hmm.
and I get many stories like that. Some are not so dramatic as those, but just many, many stories that you can actually see these events taking place that are benevolent for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just amazing. And that's one of the reasons why when you start requesting benevolent outcomes, you become more aware because you start looking around. Well, I've asked this, for a most benevolent outcome for the perfect job for me. So it's like your antenna is up. And you're going along and suddenly, you know, something happens where suddenly you hear someone leaves a job that you've always wanted and they go take another job. And then you go in for the interview and you request a benevolent outcome for that and you wind up getting it. So, I mean, there's sometimes four or five or six things that actually happen in order for you to have a benevolent outcome. And it's just really amazing. So that raises your awareness. It starts raising your vibrational level because you're starting to be more aware of what's happening around you.
Something I would like to mention, too, as a compliment to what you've just said, is that when you take that mindset where you ask for your highest good and call it an MBO, I really like the abbreviation. I think that that's so cool. Just say, "I need an MBO, thank you very much." It's something you can test. I mean, it's just really good to use. But the key is sometimes we, just like you've mentioned, you're not going to know what's going on behind the scenes. And let me give you an example. There was a young woman that I was working with as a counselor. And she really was so intelligent and so articulate and, oh my goodness, so sharp. And she's a doer. And she found so many doors slammed in her face. And the harder she tried, the rougher it got. And I said, "Well, just ask for your highest good." I'm using a little bit different verbiage here, but it's right along the line that you use. And I said, "Ask for your highest good, and then what you can't control, let it go." Well, that was one of the most difficult things for her to learn, and I can totally empathize with that because trusting and releasing has never been something big on my list. It's just like, okay, yeah, I trust and release, and 5 minutes later I'll look at it and go, "Excuse me, have you been paying attention?" <You know? laughs> I'm just one of those people. It's taken me a long time to get to, okay, if I said I'm releasing it, I'm letting it go. And she went through the same, and what she found, she went through a period of about 3 months, and she was articulate. She was seeing jobs that people were getting that she should have had in her mind. Well, lo and behold, she ends up going to a conference, is seated with some people, happens to bump into somebody that she hasn't seen in a long time, and goes, wow, how are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And she said, oh, well, I am really looking for something that's going to challenge me. And he said, oh, what is it? And so she describes it to him, and he goes, well, that's very interesting, because I just came back from a meeting with such and such a person at such and such a company. Here, take my card. And he wrote down the stuff on the back of the card, gave it to her, and said, check it out. She did, and she really got what she had been requesting. But just like you said, the ducks had to get in line. They had to get their quacks together. They had to get their waddle together. And there's so much that goes on that we just can't see.
That's true, and that's part of this whole thing. And one of the reasons why I came up with sort of this line to say, you know, I request a most benevolent outcome for, is for people to remember this really simple saying that they can say over and over again. And sometimes if you're saying, well, I release this to my highest and best good, or whatever the person wishes to say, sometimes that's a little bit harder to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that phrase that I use is something that once you've said this, 100 or 200 times, it is burned into your memory. Now, the same thing happened in my book one. I had a chapter on what do you say when you want to request benevolent outcomes for other people, and I called it a living prayer, which is what I'd been told. But I found that there were so many of these living prayers that they were all over the place that it was hard to remember for people to say in some given instance. So I finally came up with, again, a very simple phrase to say, and you say, I ask any and all beings for a benevolent outcome for my friend who's going through a divorce, or who's out of a job, or whatever. I mean, you can word it, but you can always very simply remember, I ask any and all beings. Bang. You've got a phrase that people can remember and get into the habit. And by the time that you've said that phrase, you're ready to, your mind has already composed what you want to say about it.
Mm-hmm. I ask any and all beings. In today's world, people are scared. There has been so much economic fallout. So many individuals are out of work. This is a time for new ideas. This is a time for an assertiveness that people have forgotten they're perfectly capable of doing, maybe creating new businesses or doing different things. You have a section on benevolent outcomes for finances, and that is something that I think is really a good theme for us to talk about today, Tom. What would you, and you had some wonderful stories in here. You had Patrice in British Columbia. It seems like more women respond to this than the guys do, but I know you guys.
Oh, by far.
The women are just always out there in front with so many things that go, excuse me, I like this, we're going to use it right now.
Exactly.
And so here you are, a guy, and you're sharing this with women, and they're just responding to it. And she had really had a tough time, and maybe some of my listeners are going to resonate with this. Now, she had declared bankruptcy 13 years ago and had been turned down for credit. Of course, we all know once you have bankruptcy on your record, it is ugly. And this woman not only had gone through all of that stress, but she also had physical problems, and her story was just absolutely wonderful, because when she found out that she could use these MBOs, which anyone can, it's not an exclusive to anybody, it's for everybody, so she started shifting her mind, and she said she's 73 years old, living on a government pension, and she gets a Visa card from a banker that she had applied for so many, she was never even considered.
Exactly.
So this is something for her that just made her realize she could turn her life around. She did not have to be stuck, and she's in her 70s, and I think that's marvelous. So your age doesn't make any difference. What a wonderful thing to teach to a kid.
And now, this wasn't in my book, but just the other day I received an email from a lady, and she said, you know, I have a lot of angel books in my house, and when I read your first book, I said, gosh, I don't know if I need these. And she said, when I read your second book, she said, I know I don't need them. I'm going to give them away to other people, you know, that
mm-hmm.
are on the path,
mm-hmm.
because there are people sort of, as we know, different levels of understanding and learning and everything, and someone could be helped by those books. So it's something that she felt so strongly about that this is something she doesn't need anything else because it works so perfectly.
Well, I think that what happens is when you are able to realize that you have a connection to the source, the is, God, whatever term you want to use, Allah, Buddha, it doesn't make any difference. Whatever word works for you. When you realize that you have that connection, it operates 24/7. It never gets tired. It's never down. And you can consciously make that shift, the MBO. Just use that and be aware it means most benevolent outcome. You've got a winning situation because you have instantaneously shifted from a positioning sometimes of fear in your mind, real or imagined, it doesn't make any difference, but you are putting out a force and an energy that empowers your life, which is just terrific. Tom, I know that we are coming close to the time, the ending of our time to chat here, and you have so many wonderful stories in your book. You have at the end a wonderful heart meditation that I think is, it's called a warm heart meditation that I think is very special, and it's a very, very gentle technique. And it is one that I find very interesting. It says you close your eyes, take your thumb, and rub it very gently across your fingertips for about a minute, and don't do anything else. It focuses your attention when you do that. Little mm-hmm. things like this that are throughout your book. And so for those of you listening, this is a book that you don't have to go and sit down and read the whole thing in one big flurry. You can take little sections out of it. The key is to understand that Tom walks the walk. He has been sharing this with people for years. His first book came out, I think it was in 2006. And here is his second one, and it's filled with stories about different people. And maybe you'd find something inside this that you would resonate with. And if you're going through tough times, remember, books are friends. You can take them with you everywhere. And Gentle Way, too, by Tom Moore, is just a nice companion, even to have by your bed if you wanted to read something positive before you go to sleep at night. It's a great thing to have. Tom, what's your website that people can go to?
Sure. And just to back up on that for just a second, it is something, these stories are so inspiring that you can read just a couple or three of them at a time and really feel good,
mm-hmm.
you know, because these are people like you. And they're you know, working their way through life just like you. So my website is www.thegentlewaybook.com.
Thegentlewaybook.com. Well, Tom, I know you're off and about doing another film, and you've got workshops, and you're going to be writing another book. So give my best to Theo. And just know that this is just a good thing. You're passing along a lot of positive to a lot of people. And that's what this world should be about, empowering other people so that they can have more fulfillment and a sense of success in their life. And I think
that's great things.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you for being my guest today. Tom Moore, The Gentle Way 2, a self-help guide for those of you that believe in angels, but it's more than that. It gives you an insight into the utilization of a tool of your heart, mind, and your spirit that makes your life richer than you could ever imagine. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. More good things to share when we come back.
The Northwest Women's Show, presented by Assurant Health, is a show that's all about you, your body, your spirit, your life. 400 exhibits, free samples, and best of all, shopping with fabulous Women's Show specials. Meet Amy Roloff from Little People Big World and cosmetic cop Paula Begon. Bring your questions to Hollywood celebrity stylist and creator of Wynn Hair Care Products, Chaz Dean. Make it a point to attend our free seminars and be inspired by topics that can change your life, like channeling your inner strength, weight loss strategies, and women's self-defense, plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney. And backed by popular demand, Seattle's hottest firefighters, favorite authors Ann Rule and J.A. Jantz, The Women's Show, presented by Assurant Health, March 5th through 7th at Quest Field Event Center, sponsored by Bartell Drugs, American Family Insurance, Puget Sound Energy, Snoqualmie Casino, The Seattle Times, and King 5. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com. The Northwest Women's Show. It's such a girl thing.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, oops, excuse me. Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. Number to call into, toll-free worldwide if you'd like to chat with me, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, I know you're hearing the ad for the Northwest Women's Show. I can hardly believe Friday is the day. My goodness, it just flies by so fast anymore. Well, I'm looking forward to it. We have a fabulous 6-speaker forum on Friday the 5th, the first day of the show, from 1 o'clock until 4. I am going to be hosting an interaction with 6 dynamic women. The first hour, from 1 until 2, we're going to be talking about money and identity theft and security. second hour, we're going to be talking about energy healing. And the third hour, we're going to be talking about animals. So if you're in the Pacific Northwest and you are having the plan put together, you and friends, carpool in. It's a great activity. Come on out, say hello, stop by at my booth, which is 407. Say hello there. But also be aware that we've got this wonderful forum on Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I am going to be speaking at the seminar stage on your inner psychic mirror. So that'll be at 11:30 in the morning. Now, my newsletter has gone out. It will be up on my website, DelphiInternational.com, within 24 hours. However, I did want to let you know that you will be able to access that and all the details that you may want. And if you want more information about the Women's Show, if you want directions, etc., all you have to do is go to NorthwestWomensShow.com. That's NWWomensShow.com. And you'll find they have maps. They've got everything there. So you can look it up and find out all that you need to know. But my booth number is 407. Stop by. I'll be doing many consultations in addition to the speaking that I'm doing. And I'm going to have buku books there, clearing out some of my library. My goodness. Well, when you read 400 to 600 books a year, you acquire a few. So this is a good way to redistribute the wonderful materials that I have received during the year. So also, I want to let you know that at the end of March, the 27th of March, there is an event that I'm participating in that is the Boeing Parapsychology Fair. Well, they are changing the name from that to the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo. It's the same event, but they're just changing the name. It's going to be from 9 until 5 at Kent Commons in Kent, Washington on Saturday, March 27th. So if you want to come out, it's a one-day event. It's absolutely marvelous. You will love it. And if you want more information, you can call 206-937-2275. They're going to have all kinds of vendors, all kinds of activities. I'll be there too, and it's just going to be a great day. So that's on March the 27th for those of you in Washington. Let's take our first caller for the day. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Al in Farmington Hills, Michigan.
All right, Al. First thing I'm looking at is you are going to find a lot of situations pulling at you. And when I'm saying at you, it's as if these are outside circumstances associated with other people, and you're going to feel as if you are obligated to respond. And what I want you to do is think it through. The first impulse is going to be, I'll be there. I'll go and I'll take care of this and this and this and this and this. But before you make these commitments and spread yourself out so thinly, you need to ask yourself, is there something this person or group of persons can do to remedy what they're going through? How can I assist them to come into an awareness of the choices that they really have? So this is a different approach because you're a doer. And you figure that if it's necessary, by golly, you're going to be there with the rescue crew. Stand down just a little bit, think it through, and ask them what they think they should do. And say, well, let's look at some options. Don't automatically volunteer your time, because you're just not going to have enough time. And you're going to start resenting what you will consider an imposition, but you're the one that have put yourself in that positioning of being imposed upon. So it's just a shift of thinking. It's not good, it's not bad, it's just empowering those individuals that are going to want to say, you fix it for me, and you're going to need to just make a choice about what you need to do. Lots going on. I'm just looking at things happening with you, one situation right after the other. So you need to be mindfully attentive. What are your priorities? What is it you need to focus on? And what's the best way for you to do it? Efficiently, effectively, without unnecessary expenditure of energy. And if you need to ask for help, ask it. What would you like to ask me today? Now you're laughing at me.
Yeah. I have a friend who is not well, and we were going to get together last week, and they ended up in the hospital. And the hospital texted me because this person insisted on contacting me to let me know, so they didn't let me down, that they were in the hospital, but they weren't just blowing me off. Do know that texting. Do you see them contacting me? And I seen them at any point here soon?
You know what, dear? I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
I would leave that responsibility in their lap.
Okay.
And that's a tough one for you, because you are a person that really likes to be attentive to what's needing to be done. They have to be responsible, and they are going to need to let you know what's happening. And you just need, you know, my guest that I had earlier, did you hear Tom before?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you request the most benevolent outcome for yourself and this other individual?
Okay.
And just let it go.
Well, I'm just asking you to know, and I'd like to hear from them.
Well, just put it out there and let it go. Let it be.
Okay.
Because they are perfectly capable of being in touch with you. And not just texting, there's the phone. They can do it.
Okay.
And that is up to them.
Well, see, that goes with all that responsibility stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to learn. It really is. Women especially, I've known some men to be taught this way too, but typically women are taught as caretakers. It's your responsibility to fix everybody. And by golly, you better have the box of Band-Aids and, you know, the healing cream and everything else and be there, because you're supposed to be on call 24/7. Well, excuse me. If you have a baby, that is one thing. But when you have adults, it's something entirely different. And when you are not supporting them in the right way, where they stand on their own two feet and are accountable for their choices and their decisions, then, you know, it's a big step to step away from what we describe as the mothering positioning.
Okay.
It suffocates, and it doesn't benefit people. They have, again, accountability is very, very important. And I've known so many individuals that will say, well, my parents should have done this, and there's this attitude of entitlement. Excuse me. Nobody guarantees you anything in this life. You are going to have to earn your stripes, just like everybody does. You may not like the process. I guarantee you most of us don't. But you are going to have to look, you're going to have to do it. So let them have that privilege.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yes, you are.
You're a delightful lady. You're a delightful lady. Be as good to yourself as you are to other people.
I try to be. I try. Well, thank you. You brought a little laughter to my day.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I am so glad. You have a wonderful evening now in Michigan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to call in and chat, 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call into. I know we've got another caller. I'm going to ask that caller to stay on hold, and I'll be getting right to you. Quickly, before we go on break, I want to share a lovely little poem, because it so fits the Pacific Northwest, and I hope for where you are. The sky warms, awakened by the breath of spring. Critters yawn, rubbing winter from their eyes as tree boughs burst into welcome blossoms. Here in the Pacific Northwest, our cherry blossom trees are just, they're busting their buttons with all these beautiful pink and white blooms. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. We've got another caller on the line, but before I go to that caller, I want to mention I'm putting together a book where I am collecting 100 stories of the paranormal. Whatever your most impressive personal experience has been or whatever is most meaningful to you, if you would like to share this story with other people, won't you send it to me? Again, I'm collecting 100, and I'm getting the most wonderful stories from people. I'll have some of my stories in there, but I'd like to have stories from you, whether it has been seeing ghosts, whether it is astral projection, near-death experience, whatever has happened with you that has really had a significant impact on your life, I'd love to hear your story. If you know of a relative that's had particular experiences, I'd like to hear their story. Please do send it to me at donna@delphiinternational.com. Now, I'm going to make one request along with that. One, I need your contact information. Two, I also want you to put in the subject header, Donna's book, or psychic experience, something that allows me to know that this is the story for the paranormal. Put that in your subject line, because I am getting so many emails daily. It takes me almost 2 hours to go through the emails I have, and then I don't get through all of them. And I just really would appreciate that. And hit that little red exclamation point, so that'll draw my attention also, because I'd really like to hear from you. So again, that's a project that I'm working on. The goal is to collect 100. So again, send it to donna@delphiinternational.com. Also, the post office box, you can send it to the Donna Sebo Show if you'd like to send it via snail mail. The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 9, 7272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
First name or initial?
M.E. from L.A.
From L.A. I hope the sun's shining down there. By golly, you guys got so lucky. The coastal areas didn't get hit with a heavy tsunami. I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you. We're very grateful, too.
Oh, it's just such a blessing you didn't. Okay, Emmy, let's get down to business. I am looking at you with a little stack of gold coins to your left, and then you are looking at some proposals on your right. And what I'm looking at in this imagery is that you're wanting to make darn sure that this little pile of gold is going to be put in the right positioning to support the right proposal or action that you want to implement this year. So you're going to be very savvy with your money, and I want you to know that your thorough investigation of details and information will be very, very significant. You are really going to make some good choices by doing your homework first and assuming nothing. Do your homework first, assume nothing, and you're going to come out way ahead. In fact, I am seeing you negotiating some kind of a financial arrangement, and someone you will have known for a long period of time, when they find out about it, they're going to say, wow, how in the world did you manage this? And you're going to tell them what you did, and they're going to go, I've got to try this. You're going to say, yes, but check out information first. And you are going to help this person so much where they will have thought that they're behind the eight ball, literally. They are going to come out in front of that eight ball and kick it into the pocket and say, mm-mm, don't need to be there, don't need to do that anymore. And you're really going to make a difference. So keep on that evaluation process that you're doing, because getting the facts and not letting your emotions lead you around by the nose, the mental nose, is really going to serve you well. Now, I'm a little bit concerned about you physically, because I am picking up something. It reminds me of asthma, but it's not asthma. And I don't know what's going on here. I think you have to be very attentive to chemical exposure. I think you have a high sensitivity level. And it could do to, you know, if you were around certain kinds of chemicals, it's like you couldn't breathe. So you need to be attentive to cleaning solutions and really try to find products, if you're going to paint or something like this, that are going to be what I call user-friendly. Make sure you always have plenty of ventilation. If you are having to do any projects, it's going to emit fumes, because you do have a very high sensitivity here. What question would you like to ask me today?
You just answered it for me.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was going to ask about what direction I should be leaning towards with some investments. And as I was on hold, I'm thinking, well, why don't I just use an MBO? But everything that you've said so far is exactly right on. That's what I was going to ask you. And I love the fact that it's gold coins as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want you to be aware, though, that you think things through. I'm going mm-hmm. to have a financial advisor on my show. Let me check here when it's going to be. I'm trying to figure out. I had scheduled her, and I'm looking at my schedule quickly here, but there is, it's all about a 401k, and in her book, it is absolutely wonderful. So I thought I had her book, because I've got her materials, but I don't see it on the schedule for this month. But she is quite a gal, and when she comes up, be sure and check the show listings, because it's information, financial information, I think that you would really, really like. Really like.
Okay. What's your name, please?
Oh, let's see. It's just slipping my mind right now because I was reviewing
the material.
Okay, no problem.
I'll check the schedule.
Yeah, check the schedule because she will be coming up. She's not going to be coming up in March because I just checked my listing. But she will be coming up, I believe, in April. So I'm booking people now. So that's something to keep
in
mind.
It's time for taxes.
Right, yes, and more than that, it behooves us, for all of the appearances that are going on, to really understand that working with money really isn't any different today than it was 25 or 30 years ago. The same principles apply. But if you're going to do stocks, if you're going to do 401ks, if you're going to do mutual funds or anything like this, you need to know how to be able to work with different packages. And that's something that will be coming up in one of the future shows. All right, my dear. Thanks so much for calling in.
Well, thank you so much for helping me with my goals. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. You have a wonderful, wonderful day now. This
thank
is Donna Sebo, and holy Moses, it just goes by so fast, and I'm so delighted that I have a chance to interact with you. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the Everest principal. Dr. Stephen Brewer is going to be my guest. This is someone that actually has been on the Big E. Yes, that's Mount Everest. It's a challenge for anybody that goes up there. And the stories, I'm sure you've heard of various ones through the years. Mount Everest is not a very nice lady. She is a tough one. She said, if you're going to gain my respect, you're going to have to really pay attention to what's going on. Well, I think you're going to enjoy his story. I think you're going to enjoy the lessons that he learned from having this experience that he's going to pass on to you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Have a fabulous, fabulous day or evening wherever you might be. And just know that you are a beacon that deserves to shine as brightly as possible. There's a lot of people that can use your light. Turn it on and let it shine. This is Donna. Talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.